Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, boys and girls, gather round. Story time. Check this out.
I said, I wish you'd just give it.
Friday Nightcap. I am your host, Danielle Calde. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm awesome. And happy early Valentine's Day to you, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. Happy early Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it a little bit. I do. I really do. It doesn't look as though Thomas is on the line, so we'll give him time to get in or whatnot. But, yay, it's Friday. I'm excited about Friday for some reason. I'm excited. You had a good week this week?
I did. I had a great week this week. A little busy, but I had a good week.
Good.
How was your week?
Let's really just develop my week. it started off a little rocky. It started off. But it smoothed itself out, which is a good thing. So, yeah, I think my week was a good week. I had a bump in the road earlier this week. Okay. So
that's great.
Yes. So looks like Thomas is in. Hi, Thomas. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, Thomas. How are you?
Tired.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Well, we're only going to 12 tonight, and if you have to pop out beforehand, we understand. But we're only going to 12. So yeah. So we hopefully that you've had an awesome week, Tommy.
I've been busy.
Okay. Well, it happens. Life happens. I know it does. It happens. So, I'm excited because I don't know what y'all have in store. I don't know what the questions are. But the one thing is that we will answer them openly and honestly. And what else? We shall cuss, we shall say bad things, we shall talk about sex and others. We shall pray at the end about me and my well-being. but we will have a good time tonight. I've had some alcohol this time. Last week I didn't have alcohol in my system. This week I have a little bit. And I'm about to find my way back to my bottle. But, yeah, so who wants to go first?
Taylor. Of course, Taylor will go first. Taylor always goes first. Let's see here. My list of questions. Thomas, I have a question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still single?
Because I used to be.
Oh, okay. Well, alrighty.
Okay.
There's no other real reason for it other than I choose to.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Dear Amash, have you had sex on a first date?
I thought we always, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to say no, I haven't, because I have. And I was talking to one of my friends today. And we were kind of discussing this whole first date thing and having sex on the first date. And we collectively said, you know what, we're grown. You can't deny an attraction that you have for someone, you know. Like you can push foot around it all you want to, but if you're attracted to a person, you already know, like, okay, I'm going to give him some. I mean, I just am, because I like the way he talks. I like the way he looks. And he makes my lady part happy. But, you know, so yes, I have done that. I'm not as stuck up as you might think I am. I have done it. I have.
Uh-huh. All right. Put my page back here. Mr. Thomas, what is your hidden talent, sir?
Musical instruments.
What?
Huh?
I didn't hear you. All I heard was the instrument.
Musical instruments.
Oh, what do you play?
Every brass instrument except trombone.
Well, I'll be damned. That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Were you in the band in
Yes, I was.
Okay. Oh. I was in the band.
Okay. Amaj, what is the worst Valentine's Day gift you have ever received?
The worst?
Yes, the worst.
Hmm. I think I kind of like all of them with horses. Because, and here's why I say all of them were probably the worst. My daughter's father didn't celebrate Valentine's Day, so I never got anything on Valentine's Day when I was with him. I never got anything, but like a card or something. And it was like, oh, all right. I haven't celebrated Valentine's Day in a very long time, so, you know, so I haven't really seen, like, I don't really eat those nasty chocolate candies. Let's talk about those. I don't eat those. I don't like them because I don't like mystery candy. I like to know what I'm eating. Oh. I need to know, like, is this a Reese's cup? Is this a Hershey kid? I don't like mystery candy. When I was little, my dad used to get me that all the time too. I will say that my father would always get me like the cutest teddy bear because I love teddy bears. So get me a teddy bear, he'd get me flowers, and he would get me that nasty ass candy. And the only one that I liked was the strawberry filled one. But then I had to bite into all of them to find what a strawberry filled one was. And if I got a coconut when I was a kid, like, I was like, oh, my. But yeah, I don't like mystery candy. So never, that is the worst, like, portion of the gift. Like, don't give me that hard filled candy. If you really want to get to my heart, bring me some meat to cook. Some Hershey Kisses or something. Don't bring me no mystery candy. I really haven't had that experience. Like, my dad has always been that Valentine guy. You know, none of the boyfriends or anything. They just stuck with it. But anyway, yeah.
Mhm. Okay. Let's see here.
Oh, if you want to switch, okay, you can ask one more question and then we'll switch. That way you don't use all your questions in the beginning.
Okay.
Mr. Thomas, can you dance, sir?
Yes, I can grind and follow a beat very well.
No, I meant, like, real dancing, like, not, like, grinding and everything. I mean, like, dancing, like, salsa dancing, like, different genres of dance. Like, can
you? Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
You like to dance. Okay, good. That's funny.
So Maj, you're up next.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Taylor.
No.
Why would you tell me no?
I don't know. I just felt like that was a yes or no question. Was it a yes or no question?
What was so funny is yeah, it really was.
go ahead.
Okay. Would you give your mate a threesome for Valentine's Day?
See, and my answer was correct. No.
Why? Okay, so let's elaborate. Why not?
Well, see, first thing, I don't have a mate. So that would mean that would be
one.
Huh?
If you had a mate, would you?
If I had a mate, would I? No, because I haven't. See, here's the thing, because I haven't practiced, so I don't know what to do in that situation. I would feel a little awkward. That might go bad. I don't know the procedures. We gotta talk about some things before we do all of that. I need to research. People gotta come with doctor's notes and things of that nature before all that can, you know. No.
Mm-mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Nothing. Go ahead. Ask Thomas your question.
Okay. Thomas. Have you ever surprised your mate for Valentine's Day, or did you, you know, just, I don't know, did you surprise her? Have you ever?
Yes, I have.
Well, tell us about that surprise.
Well, ain't you much to tell. Like, I don't, like, because I'm not a particularly guy who, I'm not a guy who particularly celebrates. Like, I personally don't like the fucking stupid ass holiday of Valentine's Day. I find it to be stupid. I find it to be, you know, something to make people do stupid shit in which you should already normally do in the first goddamn place.
Right. I agree.
So I won't necessarily buy anybody anything. I tell people all the time, I'm celebrating a lot of shit. But, you know, like, if I just randomly just go out and just buy shit, you know, like, you know, if I want to do something, I'll buy, like, teddy bear or balloons and shit like that. Just because.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, I'm not really a big guy. Not really a guy that falls into that whole Valentine's Day thing. Never have been, never will be.
Well, and you know what? I definitely agree with you. We're only doing this show because it's tomorrow. But I was really okay with sometimes them not getting me anything on Valentine's Day. Like, I was really okay with it because we did stuff throughout the year. Right? This is not just the one day out the year that I have to show you that I love you. You can show me constantly. So, I get it. Gotcha. So, Taylor.
No. My answer is no.
I still don't like you at this point in your life.
Okay, what's the question? I'm sorry. What's the question?
Actually, this question actually came from a listener. So therefore, it's not a yes or no question. It's actually a question for you and for me, but I'm going to ask you first. Why do females like to rush into relationships?
Oh, I feel like this person is in my head. Yeah, like this person's in my head. I think that women rush into relationships sometimes because they have issues with being by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And not fully loving themselves. So they need someone to fill that void. Yes, that's what I think.
That they're trying to fill a void very quickly.
Yeah.
sometimes. You know what? Sometimes, I don't even think it's sometimes a female, because there's been men who like to rush into things. Right? So I feel like it's not just always a female who's rushing into a relationship. I think that men do it too. I think some of them, some women do pressure men to be into relationships because they reach that, they definitely reach that lonely point and like, oh, I just really need somebody to be here and be around. And it's just too much. Like, you're doing too much way too early for me. Like, I've even had, oh, my laptop is not muted and all my noise is coming through. I've had one guy, it was so funny. He was like, he's going to, after just meeting me, like, he's going to be my girlfriend. Apologies. I'm not interested at that point. Like, at that point, I really was not interested in dating anybody's relationship. And it was like, nah, I'm good on this. I think I talked in seconds, and I was like, you know what? You have to get back. And so, it definitely happened. It even asked the question. I've asked some of our questions on the Facebook page. So, we have some comments as well, because I asked your question, what was the worst gift you ever received on Valentine's Day? My boy, Risha, he says, becoming single. My freshman year of college, my boyfriend broke up with me on Valentine's Day. I cried for 3 months. My poor friend.
You know what? Okay, she needs to inbox me, and we got to go find him.
So,
you know,
you
I'm
know
seeing quite a bit.
My freshman year of college was.
It don't matter. That's on Valentine's Day, though. Like, you couldn't have waited till the day after or the day before. Like, you on Valentine's
nope.
Day. You deserve the
nope.
Cut either way.
Nope. 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 He gave her the gift
Why
of freedom
Thomas?
On Valentine's Day. He gave her the gift of freedom on Valentine's Day. What
so
more could you ask
gave
for?
Gave her the best thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. What more could you ask for? He may not have been happy. So why give her some bullshit-ass gift that he didn't really want to give her in the first place? Gift of freedom. It's perception, people. Perception. Learn how to use it.
Okay. All right. Now, it hurt her then. Now she probably looks back and says it was the best thing of her life because she has a really awesome boyfriend now.
They're so cute together. So I see, they're so cute.
Yeah. And honey, they are hilarious together. Cause you know they're my real life friends. So it's so funny. So yeah. That was what question did I just ask? I just asked you, Taylor, right? Okay, so Thomas, I have
yes.
a question for you. Thomas, and this question is very random, and because of a conversation I was having with somebody else, I was like, I'm going to ask Thomas to see what he has to say about it. Have you ever, like, while you're in a relationship, have you become unattracted to your mate that you're with, and you're just like, it's just not go ahead? Like, sex-wise. Like,
yes, I have.
What did you do in that instance?
Break up with her.
You know what? They were trying to say.
See, here's the thing, right? I'm not the average guy. Like, I'm one of those people, like, if I don't like something, I don't like it. Like, if I like you, then I will make it work. But if I don't like you, if I don't find you attractive, there's no point in me dealing with you because I know how I am. When
mm-hmm.
I don't like something, I don't fucking deal with it. Like, plain and simple. Like, if I don't like you, I do not deal with you. If I don't like what you cook, I won't eat it. If I don't like what you drink, I won't drink it. Plain and simple. If I don't like it, I don't fucking like it. I'm not gonna fake the funk and be like, oh, it's okay, it's going to work, this, that, and the third. Fuck no. Fuck out of here. no, we're not going to work on, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to figure out what it is that we can do at this point in time. And that's if I like it. Because I get turned off and I get unattracted to people quickly because of the simple fact, like, I don't like shit about people from jump. So I'll sometimes overlook some shit. But if I don't like it, if I just cannot overlook it and I just can't deal with it, because I already have my own little ways and I already have my own things. So, like, with me, if I, for one, overlook something and then you do something else to turn me off even more about you, you got to go.
And see, that's what I told them. I told them they need to burst up with the person. Who am I to tell anybody to burst up with anybody? But if you're not, I mean, if you can't even get it all the way together to have sex with them, it's like, why are you still with them? And you know you're not attracted to them anymore.
But people be afraid to be by themselves. That's the real reason why people think that they, you know, that they can't survive without having somebody else by their side. That's just the stupidest fucking reason ever.
Oh, well, I've asked some questions. I've asked Thomas, too, and I've asked Taylor, too. Okay, so, Thomas.
Yeah. This is, now, y'all know. Never mind. Okay. So, simple question. Jesus. So, I have very simple questions. Amaj, when would you allow your daughter to start dating?
Like dating, like they can go out?
Yes, like dating, yes. Dating.
Probably about 17, 18. Not 16, no, but 17. Like now she has like this supposed little boyfriend, and they have chaperoned dates. Like I'll pick them up and we'll all go to the movies, and his mom does stuff like that too. They're more chaperoned, but nothing more. Like it's nothing. So okay. Yeah, about like the going by yourself type thing. Yeah, about 17, 18. You got a little job. You can pay for your own little stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taylor. Who's your celebrity female crush? No, I don't ask this in that question.
My what now? My celebrity crush?
Female celebrity crush.
My female celebrity crush.
Hey, I want to answer that one. Can I answer that one? After Taylor answers.
No, because it would be too easy for you. I specifically ask these questions because, yes, it is.
We already know who yours is.
I got a female celebrity
crush.
It doesn't have to be somebody that you like find very attractive. It could be somebody that you like or you look up to for whoever it is, you know, for whatever the reason may be.
Oh, okay, great. Y'all know I love me some Marsha Ambrosius.
Okay.
I do. I love her music. She's so cool. I love me some Marsha. Marsha Ambrosius.
Okay.
That is my.
Yep. Wait a minute. I'd like to know why you feel like mine would be so easy.
Because we know who yours is.
Well, who is it?
You love you some Amber Rose, girl.
Girl, I do. She got an ass on
See,
her.
Listen. You heard that, girl? See?
Mm-hmm.
I still do. I like looking at her, honey. Yes, I do. And she's smart. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, man, I'm a sucker for a person with a brain.
Yeah. What? Okay, Becky Taylor. And we're gonna keep this going. Very simple, very easy.
Pause. Mm-mm. Pause.
No. Mm-mm.
Pause.
No.
Answer the question.
Nope.
Is it a monster?
Nope.
What type of fucking
nope.
is it? See?
I don't do things in the normal way.
I might.
Never have, never will.
I might. All right.
Right.
What's the question?
Have you ever purposely left clothes at a mate's house?
Absolutely not. Purposely? Absolutely not. I've never done that purposely. No. Like, if I'm sprinting out the door and I leave a sock, that's something different. But I never was like, I'm just going to stick this bra right here. I am too indecisive for mess like that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to leave no clothes over their house because that would be the one time I'm tearing up my closet looking for this blue shirt and it's over their house. I'm going to be mad. So, no, I don't do that. Nope. I don't leave shoes. I don't leave socks. I don't leave toothbrushes. I don't do none of that. Nope.
Not even the earring. Not even the back of the earring.
No, I try to keep up with them too. I'm telling you, I'm too indecisive for that. Cause I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna leave this here for next time, and then I'm gonna be like knocking on your door. I left my teal shirt here. I need it to go out, so I gotta get it. Or bring my shirt downstairs. Nope. I never purposely did it. Nope.
Okay.
I've had guys purposely leave stuff at my house, but I've never left stuff purposely at another guy's house. No.
Mind,
I believe it's your turn to answer a question. Go ahead, Thomas. Ask about your question.
Can I do what I do? I'm over here playing with my new iPad and shit. God, give me a moment.
Okay.
What's your favorite part of the year, Imaj, and why?
My favorite part of the year. My favorite part of the year starts on March 21st. And it runs till about September 21st. So that is actually a lot of spring and summer. I love the warmer months. It gives me the opportunity to go to a lot of warmer places. And I'm a beach child. So I love going to the beach. I love the warm water. So I know that time of the year is for me. Now, the reason why I start is March 21st, because March 21st is 30 days from my birthday. So, and I celebrate my birthday March, April, May. So, yeah. But so spring and summer. And that's my time of the year. That I enjoy. Good Lord, I'm getting all types of text messages. Okay. But, yeah, so that's my favorite time of the year, spring and summer, March to September. Okay. So, Taylor, back around to you.
Oh, goodness.
What? You knew it.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, ready to listen.
Okay. Let's see here. Imaj, what is the most expensive gift you have gotten from a man?
That I've gotten from a man?
Yes, you have gotten from a man. I know you got a good one because you're nasty, but you got a good one. You got a good gift. What was it?
Wait a minute. You said expensive?
Yeah, expensive. Like,
what,
even when I was spending.
What nasty got. Wait a minute. I'm confused. Because you said expensive, and then you said, because you're nasty. What does that mean?
Oh,
first of all, no man has ever bought me a toy. I can pick that out myself. No one has ever bought me that. I like to go and buy those on my own. Because I don't need nobody to be mad or jealous at any point.
Oh.
I think the most expensive, yes, it was a group of gifts. It wasn't just one gift.
Oh.
It was actually that. He actually took me on a shopping trip, so I kind of just, I didn't have a budget, and I could get whatever I wanted. So, yeah, I know I spent a cool $2,000, and that was me being, you know, nice. Because, you know, I love bags, I love shoes. So my bags are not cheap. So, yeah. So.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was very interesting. And it was actually a surprise because I was like, she's like, hey, I'm coming to pick you up today. I'm like, oh, okay. Why? Just get dressed and come on. And then when we started heading in the direction of some of my favorite stores, I was like, what's going on? He was like, I'm taking you shopping to get whatever you like. Oh, okay. Well, all right. And I looked at him, I said, what do you do?
No, I understand that.
You know, and he's like, no, it's not because I did anything. It's because you're always so supportive of everything that I do. He's like, I just wanted to, you know, surprise you and let you do what you do when it comes to this whole shopping thing. And I was like, oh, okay. Thanks, I appreciate it. I still actually, you know, I still have those bags. I still have them. I use them every now and again. You know, I switch bags just about every other day. Okay. What is on my laptop?
Okay. Thomas, where is your favorite place to take a date?
Honestly, I don't have a favorite place. Like, I'm a very, very simple guy. Like, I just do whatever's fun. So if one day, like, my dates will range from anywhere from a movie to rock climbing to a basketball game to a concert to wherever. I have no specific simple place. I'm actually a nature guy, so, like, pretty much I will go and be like, oh, let's go to the park and go have lunch in the park. Or I'm the kind of guy who will, like, you know, literally, because I know people who have boats, let's go get on the boat and have lunch on the water. So it's never going to be the same kind of date. That's when I actually do go on dates. I don't like going on dates, though.
Well, why is that?
Dates require a lot. Like, I'm a simple guy. Let's just go fucking hang out. That's it.
Oh, you
but
just want to...
Yeah, because I hate dates. I hate dates. Like, pretty much, it's like, when you go on a date, it's like, oh, you're expecting this, you're expecting that. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be expecting anything. I just want to go and have fun. You know, I don't believe in the concept of doing all the normal items. I'm not the normal guy. Dates are stupid to me. Why would I take you on a date to a restaurant when I can cook myself?
You know what I'm saying? I can cook you a home-cooked meal. But for other people, that would be, you know, too much of a setup to them. I appreciate a home-cooked meal more than I do a restaurant-cooked meal.
Okay, okay. I just forgot what I was typing on this page. Jesus.
All right. Maj. Where is your favorite place in the world?
Oh, my God. It's like that I want to go to or...
No. I said your favorite place in the world.
That I've been?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's so hard. Because I have a good time everywhere I go.
I understand that.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Yep.
Oh, my God, that's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's so hard. That's difficult. Can I have multiple places to tell you why they are my favorite?
No, you cannot phone a friend. No, this is not a multiple choice question. You just it's one answer. That's all you get.
It's very hard for me to say I have one favorite place in the whole wide world because every place that I've been has been so freaking awesome, especially international wise. So. I can't say one is better than the other. That's why I said I need to tell all my favorite places in the world. Okay. So if I had to choose one. Oh, God. I would have to say it is a tight, close race between Jamaica and Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. It's very close. Very, very close. I'm sorry, I can't just choose one. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Okay, so in Mexico, the place that we went to in Puerto Vallarta is actually where majority of the tequila is made in the world, and I got to taste all of this different tequila. And you know, I love tequila, even though me and tequila need to break up, but we just have this relationship that we just can't stay away from each other. But it was really, really good. And it had like this, had a strawberry tequila, mango tequila, passion fruit tequila. I had this nasty coffee tequila that tasted like dirt. But it was really fun. And I actually took public, like you know me, I don't take public transportation. I don't know anything about public transportation. So from the country, I'm so used to having to drive a car. I took public transportation in Mexico. I rode the bus, and I had to pay in pesos. I was excited, you know, about doing it. So we went to the flea market, and I got to the locals, and they kept calling me sister. Like, I'm like, I'm not your sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I swear I got some type of Mexican or Spanish in me. I really don't. I don't. I promise you I don't. But Jamaica was so relaxing. I had fun in Jamaica. I had fun at Rich Cafe by jumping off the side of a mountain. I had a good time. Like, I just, those two places are very memorable. I had a very good time in those places. I know you probably thought I was going to say something else,
play. No, I wasn't. I wasn't expecting for you to say anything fresh.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right. You weren't expecting me to say anything fresh.
You know,
I'm the freshest of them all.
I know, but this question, I wasn't expecting for you to say anything fresh.
Okay. All right. I don't miss the cold weather. Just let's say that much.
I don't think anyone enjoys the cold, but I don't think anyone would miss the cold weather. I know I don't. Here in Jersey, it is, what is it, 20 degrees.
I can't take that. Okay, so what's that? That was my second one from you, wasn't it, Daylon?
Yes. So.
Okay, so you've asked Thomas too?
Mr. Thomas. What song out right now represents your love life?
That was a good question.
That was. I'm sitting here thinking about which one represents my life right now.
No, I don't want to know your song. I don't. We ain't ready.
Oh, you don't even know what it is. I was thinking it yesterday. That. Okay.
Honestly, I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't really listen to R&B or anything that would remotely resemble my love life. So, honestly, I really don't know. First thing that comes to mind is I don't fuck with you, but then that would be wrong.
That was my song.
Like, that's the first song that comes to mind, but it ain't like, oh, okay, it ain't like, oh, I'm mad at anybody or, you know, anybody you cross me or did anything wrong. It's just the first thing that comes to mind. I don't fuck with you.
Okay. I don't fuck with you. I get it. I'm the top five. That was my song. Thomas, it's your turn.
Huh?
It's your turn,
Thomas. Okay. Taylor.
Yeah.
If you had to market your sex style, what would be your focus point?
If I had to market my sex style, what would be my focal point? I don't know. I guess the oral department. I've got that down to science. I think I've mastered that one. So I'd say oral. I'd market my oral skills.
Okay. Amar.
That was a good question, by the way. That was a good question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Amar, your turn.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think you're getting married?
Oh, damn.
I don't know. Because, first of all, I have to be in a relationship with somebody and feel like I want to be with them forever. And then I get on my fucking nerves. So I don't know. I really don't know. I have no timeline. I have no prospect. I don't know. When it happens, I will call y'all and tell you, but no, I don't know. every night. I have nothing. And that's so funny because that was one of my questions.
Okay. Now, let's see. Taylor. Okay, Taylor, a question for you. If you could live one day as God or the devil, which would you choose?
Oh, Lord. Oh. All right, so
you can only choose one. No, you can't split the day.
All right, if I had to pick if I had 24 hours to be the devil or God, which one would I choose? I think I would choose to be God. And I think, yeah, I would choose to be God because I would try my best to help as many people as I could.
Look at you being responsible and stuff.
Yes.
I would have said the same thing to you.
Don't nobody want to be no devil. It's hot down there. I mean, it's cold in Jersey, but I don't want to be burning up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
Ain't no water or nothing. Just down there roasting. I don't want that. Mm-mm.
Okay. I have one more question for you, Maj. Okay. Maj. If you could be the villain, if you could be the girlfriend of any villain, what supervillain would you choose?
Oh.
I don't know any villains. Who are these people? Like,
comic heroes or video game heroes or, you know, TV show heroes, TV show villains.
I don't watch TV like that, so I don't know. This is hard. I don't know. Okay. So I will say that I love X-Men. I do love X-Men. And so I've seen all of those movies. Can I date somebody in the villain game? Do I have to date the villain itself?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't date Magneto, but I kind of like looking at Mystique type situation.
Okay.
So can I do it so I can do that?
You could date Mystique. Yeah, you can date Mystique.
Okay. Yeah. Mhm. I take her. Blew it off. What? I mean, that's the only like superhero stuff I watch. I don't anything else. I don't pay no attention to. I guess it's my turn, huh? Taylor.
No.
That's not a definite question. Sorry. What is your ideal mate?
Okay. My ideal mate. I don't know, because clearly I'm not picking the right guy.
let's see here. Well, physical wise, he definitely has to be taller than 5'7", because I'm 5'7", I like to wear heels. So he has to be taller than 5'7". I don't, I'm not a, how can I say this without being rude? Okay, I'm not a fan of the thickums. So somebody who's, like, fit. Color doesn't really matter. Nationality doesn't really matter. Other than that, the only, that's it, physical wise. No, I take that back. You have to look like something in the face. And when I say you have to look like something in the face, I don't mean like something that got hit by a car. I mean like something like you have to look good in the face. All right. So after that, we have you have to be smart. Like you have to be smart. You don't
have
to know.
Do you have a PDF file too?
No, I'm almost done. See, look at you. You throwing shade. Why are you throwing shade at me? I'm almost done. Like, you have to be smart. Like, I'm not saying you got to know everything about everything, but you should know the difference between there, there, and there. That's all I'm saying. Oh, wait. Let me go. No, let me not. Okay.
And they should know not to say 2 month anniversary.
Yes.
And not to mention threesomes.
No,
she's on Team Cut a Bitch. Don't mention threesomes. Don't mention threesomes unless she does it first.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
No. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're right about that. Don't say nothing unless I say it first. You're right. And, oh, the biggest thing of all is that you have to like children. You absolutely have to. There's no other way around it. Like, if you don't like little people, I can't deal with you. That's really it.
And you have to be clumsy proof.
Oh, I forgot about that. Thank you, Thomas. Hi, my name is Teddy Baines. I am a part of the clumsy committee. I drop things, I break things, I knock things over all the time.
And this is pretty long, then.
It wasn't that bad.
You supposed to get a PDF file.
Hey, well, that wasn't even a PDF file.
I mean,
it was one page.
Oh. Really? Let me email it to you.
Oh, really?
Listen.
That was one page. That was one page of stuff. Like, stop using that. Don't use that big old font either. Don't be trying to use 18 and 20. And it wasn't. Don't do that. That was one page. If it was a
Taylor,
page.
Taylor, you was just giving this just a general rundown. That was just a general rundown.
No, but that's
look,
my
look.
List, though.
Mm-mm. There's more to that list. We know
it's
more to that
it's
list.
It's really not.
Taylor, it's okay. Taylor, it's okay, Taylor.
I'm telling you, that's it. The whole It's not the whole list. Okay. And this one co-signing that.
Right. So
she going to co-sign it. She going to say, I'm going to email it to you.
You know what? Mm-hmm. No, listen. Okay, so the next question is a dual question. So it's for both of you. Okay. Would you ever give your mate a night pass, meaning he or she can get one night to do whatever they would like to outside of the relationship?
I think I would.
You would?
I think I would.
Well, why are you saying that? Why are you saying
that? I said what?
Why you saying like you said? Because you would.
I think I would, just to see what they would do. Like what would you really do? Go ahead, knock yourself out. But what would you really do?
Oh, guys, for whatever you do, do not do it. Don't even take the pass when it comes to these two. Don't do it.
What?
Don't take the pass.
I'm not answering this question. You'll live to regret it.
Mm-mm. Nope. Don't do it.
I just want to. I know I'm nosy. I want to see what you're going to do. What you're going to do? You got a pass to do whatever you want to do. What you going to do?
Mm-mm.
Go ahead. Go. What you going to do? All I know is, if you give me, don't give me a pass. I'm the wrong one to give a pass to, because I'm going to piss you off on purpose. Or you going to tell me I can go and do whatever I want to do outside this relationship, and that's just what it is? I'm going to purposely piss you off. I'm going to go out of my way to piss you off. I told you got a pass on Friday. It's Tuesday. You just coming back? What? Jeanette, what? What?
Have you ever given someone a pass? That sounds kind of personal.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
You create scenarios
like nobody
in your head?
I haven't been with somebody that was like, I want to get, like, I want to pass. Like, I never was with somebody that wanted to do that. No. Nobody's ever said they wanted to pass for me. I don't know if they thought about it, and then they was like, no, she's crazy. I don't know, but they never said anything to me about it.
Of course not.
Yeah, they wouldn't, because I'm team cut a bitch, so probably he was like, nah, I'm not going to say nothing to her.
Mm-mm.
I get it. Oh, you got to answer the question, Thomas.
Yeah, it's a double-sided question.
Yes, I know it's a double question. I was waiting for Taylor to get that. Thank you. Yeah. I'd give my mate a pass as long as I get one, too.
And it's only, just for one night. It's not like, it's not for...
Huh?
It's not one night a week. It's just like, just for one night.
Like, literally one night. Like, how much trouble can you really get into in one night?
Maybe.
I think they won't. It depends. It just depends on who you hanging out with. Cause some people like Amaz, you can't take nowhere. So
the devil is alive. You can take.
Cause if I'm giving you a free pass. If I'm giving you a free pass to do whatever it is that you want to do for that night, and it's solely for that night, then, I can't be mad at that. You can do whatever the fuck you want to. As long as you don't end up in jail, I'm pretty much okay. Because knowing me, I'm going to probably end up in jail. No, I won't, but, if I had a free pass to do whatever I wanted, do whatever the fuck I want, and then go about my fucking business. I'll be back in the morning. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, my next question. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to be really honest. I really didn't come up with, like, 10 questions to each of you. I only came up with, like, 11 questions altogether.
So I'm the only one that did my job? That's what you're saying? That's what y'all saying right now? I'm the only one that did my job?
No, but listen, because I had other things going on. And so, yeah. And one of my questions I already asked, so that disqualifies that one. Okay, so here's another dual question. How much does sex really play a part in your relationship with weight? Did you not have sex with somebody and be in a relationship with them?
Okay, pause. I got questions and comments about this. Like we've never done it ever, or we do it, but it's just not like every single day.
Can y'all start off not having sex and then go to the point of getting married and start having sex?
Wait a minute. So let me get this straight. So I married little Johnny. I married Johnny, and I don't know how he is. Like, I didn't test drive the car before I bought it. That's what you're telling me?
You looked at the car. You didn't test drive the car. You looked at the inside and the exterior, but you don't know how the car drives.
I'm not about to buy that car. I'm not about to do that. Nope. I'm not going to buy a car without test driving it. I'm tired. I'm not. I'm just not. Because if I buy the car and then I get ready to test drive it and it don't go nowhere, I'm going to be mad. I'm not going to do that. I have to test drive the car first. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I gotta test drive it every 5 minutes, but I gotta test drive it at least once or twice. Well, 3 times just to be certain, because sometimes, you know, people have that first time and it's not good, because you know how some people, they got nerves and everything, they nervous. So the first time is not that good, so you try it again for the second time. And then if it's good that time, you gotta try it the third time just to make sure it was good the first time. But I'm not going to buy a car without test driving it. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right.
You already know my answer. Tell you, like Richard Sherman, not Richard Sherman, but Marshawn Lynch. You already know my answer. You already know why I'm here.
You're here so you won't get fired.
I'm here so I don't get fired.
That was the best interview I've ever seen in my life. That was
it. Here we go, Nick.
Yeah, no, I'm never going to buy a car without test driving it. Yeah, I need to know. I need to know everything. No. I need to know the ins and outs, you know, little buttons and shit, you know, because if the sex is not good, I'd be sitting up there looking at her like, we married? Really? Because I don't see this lasting. No, at least.
You're about to go get an annulment real quick.
You might be able.
Within the next 24 hours, there will be an annulment.
Damn.
Oh, I keep a lawyer on standby for shit like that. At that point in time, yes, I will have a lawyer on standby for the bullshit. Yes. especially if you make me wait. Oh, hell no. Because me, I know me. I ain't going to fucking want to wait. So if you make me wait and it ain't worth the wait and I got to deal with you for the rest of my life, nope. I won't be dealing with you for the rest of my life. My lawyer will be looking at me like, I already know why you're here.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Thomas, how do you show interest in a woman? Like, how do you let a woman know that you're interested in her? Okay, let me rephrase this. How do you let a woman know that you're interested in a relationship with her?
I tell her.
Really?
I mean, I know you tell her, but...
Let's talk about this. Okay. So.
I'm dead ass serious. Like, I will let her know, like, all right, listen, I'm interested in you, and I would like to see where things go. And at this point in time, you know, like, conversation and everything else is, you know, on point and everything else. Listen, if I want to be with you, then you'll know I want to be with you. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Our conversation will be on point. And, you know, just our vibe will be cool together. So, pretty much, if I want to be in a relationship with you, I will straight tell you that I want you. I don't have, at least not to my knowledge, I don't have any little quirky ways about me pursuing a woman. I just tell women straight up, listen, this is what I want. I'm a very straightforward guy in that aspect. I don't see the point in beating around the bush. I put the ball in your court, and it's up to you what you're going to do with it.
That sounds so romantic, Thomas.
You're right. I'm just here so I don't get fired. That's all.
Okay, Amaj. Let's see. What is your go-to move in the bedroom?
I don't have one. I'm sorry.
You just gonna lie like that? You just gonna tell that bold faced lie? You just gonna lie? You just gonna flat out lie? You know you spend too much time talking to me on the phone, right? So you just gonna sit there and lie? That's what you gonna do? That's what we do now? We just lying on the show? Okay. That's how you know you're lying. You can't even stop laughing long enough to get the lie out. That's what I'm saying. So you might as well just tell the truth.
It's several different ways. Different ways. Depends on.
Could you stop stalling to answer the question?
You know, sometimes the back shot gets them really good. Because I'm not one of those ones that just allows him to do whatever from the back. I do, you know, back up a little bit. Yeah. So sometimes the back shot. And then you know, sometimes that whole question with the mouth do that question comes up often. But I have to say that I just don't want to tell them. Because then, when somebody's listening, they're like, "Oh, you tried to get me." So that's why I really don't want to tell it. Okay. Okay. All right. I continue to drink
but
my wine.
But you forgot one. But you forgot one.
What?
You forgot one.
I forgot one to be what?
You forgot the one. You forgot the reverse cowgirl.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I was looking for. All that extra shit you was talking about. I was okay.
Yeah, I mean, that one is definitely there. It is there. And like I said, sometimes, even with just that, I think it's because they like looking at my ass. I don't know. But it does wonders. It does a lot for the ass, because I like the ass on other people too. But anyway, definitely the hand right there.
Not
this thing. I've been drinking.
Lord, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
What is your dream career?
And dream career would have to be a musician.
What'd you say?
Mm-hmm.
I was asking Tom if he's doing anything to get to that dream career, if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, yes, Taylor.
Yes, Taylor, what?
I thought you had another question.
Oh, I got another question. Let me see. On the list here. Okay. So I asked you the other parts of this question earlier. What is the best gift that you got for Valentine's Day? I asked you the worst, but what was the best? And Thomas, you can answer this one too.
The best one. You know what? The best one actually came from my best friend. That's so funny. Like, he realized that I was, you know, still this whole thing. And so my best friend got me a Smell Pretty and flowers for Valentine's Day one year. Yeah, it was a thought that counted because clearly I'm the single friend of my group. And the thing that he thought about me, it was awesome. Oh, yeah. That was nice of him. I'm a dancer
nice.
When he gets married. When he gets married, I'm going to dance for his wedding.
Oh.
I will say this. Now, I will say this about these gifts. Do not propose to me on Valentine's Day. Don't do that. That shit's not original. Jump off a bridge. It's whatever. I haven't seen too much of that shit on my Facebook page today. Okay.
Okay, Thomas. So, what's the best Valentine's Day gift you got?
I don't fucking know. I don't even remember celebrating Valentine's Day with anybody.
Oh, okay.
I never liked Valentine's Day, so I don't fucking remember. I mean, that is just being totally honest. Like, I don't remember not a damn gift I got on Valentine's Day. I haven't celebrated Valentine's Day in over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm fucking dead.
No Mr. Chocolate for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I said no mystery chocolate for anybody in the last 10 years.
I don't do Valentine's Day. I just don't like it. It's a stupid ass holiday. So like, buy me a gift. Don't buy me nothing. I tell people all the time, don't buy me nothing. I don't even want gifts for my birthday because I don't want you to waste your money on stupid shit until you give me money. You're giving me what I want is the thought that I like.
I'm giving you a big booty girl.
A what?
I'm going to give you a cute big booty girl.
No.
No.
I like more. No, I like the girls. Listen. See, this is where you get things mixed up. See, I'm a simple guy. I like what I like. I like a girl with a nice booty. She don't have to have a super big booty, but she has to have a nice booty. I don't want a super big booty girl. That's not what interests me.
Damn, so you don't like big booty hoes?
No, I like to look at them. I don't like to fuck with them. It's a difference.
Oh, okay.
Big booty girls, the super big booty girls think that their ass is the God's greatest gift to men. No, it's not. I like a girl that can actually fuck.
Well, alrighty.
You have no excuse to do it.
I don't have any more questions.
Okay, Thomas, your last group of questions.
My last group of questions?
Mm-hmm.
If you could be a character from The Walking Dead, who would you be? This is a dual question.
I don't know what a Walking Dead is. I don't know what that is.
It's a perfect reason why I asked you a question.
What is it, though?
It's a show about zombies, a group of people fighting zombies.
Oh, I don't know what this is. I don't want to be a zombie.
I don't want to be a zombie.
You're going to end up being a zombie.
I don't know. All right, let me see here. I don't know. I don't want to be a zombie. I'd be somebody fighting the zombies.
See, I can't ask you guys a question because you guys haven't watched the show. So now I have to recreate another question.
Yep. I don't watch that show. I'm sorry. I ain't tried. I know. I know nothing about it. I know that y'all, that people watch it, but I don't. That comes on, what, Sundays?
I got a question for y'all. I got a question for y'all. Okay. Would you rather be Olivia Pope or Viola Davis, Viola Davis's character in How to Get Away with Murder?
I would be Viola Davis in How to Get Away with Murder. Because I don't watch that scandal bullshit.
Yeah, I think I'd have to be Viola Davis. Because she ain't missing. I think I'd be Viola Davis. I mean, she is a kick-ass lawyer, though. She's a kick-ass lawyer. She's a kick-ass lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely be her.
Yeah, I can tell you the first thing about damn scandal. I don't know anything about it. I haven't even tried to watch it. Just like I don't try to watch The Walking Dead, I don't try to watch it. So, that was fun. That was interesting. These questions were really good. And I appreciate you all participating in these questions. Yep. So we're going to wind it on down for the night. Next week, we should have some interesting topics. Maybe my life will become more interesting between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
As I continue on this journey of holding my mule. So I want you all to enjoy your weekend. Do something that I might do, and then tell me about it, because I would be vicariously through you. And Taylor, I think you should go wherever you were asked to go on tomorrow. I think you should go.
You know what? Oh, okay. I see how this. Okay. I'm going to go. Since you said that, I'm going to go and I'm going to report back and I'm going to tell you about all the fuckery that's going to happen.
I swear that there's not any day. Thomas, you get you some rest. You enjoy your weekend. And I will talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, baby, it don't even matter. We can do whatever you want to do.